Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Bourke from Quito, and joining me today to discuss the economic outlook for commercial real estate is Jack Gordon, Global Head of Research and Strategy at LaSalle Investment Management. Jack, welcome to the podcast.
Good afternoon, Sarah. Glad to be here.
So I wanted to start by asking you to give us a sense of the landscape of the current real estate cycle and how it compares with past cycles you've seen.
Well, the real estate cycle is one of probably the big three cycles to watch, with the business cycle or the broad economy and capital markets or credit cycle, and then the property cycle. So when we talk about the cycle at LaSalle Investment Management, we generally try to distinguish which of the three we're talking about. In terms of the real estate cycle, which is what you asked me, we're in a good place. Fundamentals are healthy. There's a lot of new supply, but there's also a lot of demand. Rent growth is steadily upward, and there's a lot of good news already registered in 2018, and we expect steady as she goes, positive for the rest of the year.
And which macroeconomic factors are most likely to impact the real estate market for the next, say, 6 to 12 months?
Right. So it's looking beyond the end of 2018, where the crystal ball gets cloudy and where the momentum in the U.S. economy and the real estate fundamentals and the capital markets and the business cycle all start to get harder to read, harder to peg. So the macro factors I sort of look at the most in terms of a daily check or even more frequently would be the 210 spread on the yield curve, the PMIs and the other lead economic indicators that economists all look at, that we all look at. When you move into real estate, certainly the number of things to look at expands greatly, and with big data coming to real estate, there's more real-time data every day for strategists like myself to look at. So the macro factors that we're most closely watching at the moment have to do, as you might expect, Sarah, with the future of our trade negotiations with our major trading partners here in the U.S., the way in which the U.S. Federal Reserve either moves as expected to gradually raise rates, or do they move slower or more aggressively, the other kinds of things to try to relate back to real estate are the ways in which that those sort of lead economic indicators of things like employment and job growth and PMIs and consumer and business confidence all translate into metrics at the national level or the metro level, like absorption, take-up, leasing volume, transaction volume, and all those kinds of things. I realize I've just given you a long list. You were probably hoping for a short list, but that's the nature of trying to read business cycles, capital market cycles, and real estate cycles. You have to really look across all three together.
And do you anticipate that the current performance trends that we're seeing among the main property classes will continue going forward?
I do, but I think there's always going to be some question about how those trends are priced, whether it's in the private equity market or whether they are in the listed REIT and REAC market. So the trends that we're most sanguine about would certainly be the continued growth of the demand for logistics properties, the continued strength in consumption that shows up in both e-commerce and brick-and-mortar retail, and certainly the continued trend of employment growth in the tech sectors and in a whole series of office-using buildings that relate well to the fastest-growing economic sectors in America, which are going to be tech, life science, healthcare, and to a great extent any of the sectors that draw on the highest human capital sectors in the U.S. economy, all of which are doing really well right now. So those performance trends in terms of fundamentals are really very strong and will continue to be strong. They are in some cases already well priced, and that's really the investment manager's job, is to figure out if they're overpriced, fair value, or underpriced.
Great. Shaq, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It's my pleasure, Sarah. I enjoyed it.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit REIT.com for previous episodes of the REIT Report.